episode, I want to talk about probably my favorite image generator tool, and that is Ideogram. And this is another text-to-image generation model. And the latest version launched in August of 2024, Ideogram 2.0, we did an episode specifically on, so definitely check that out as well for a bit of a deeper dive into the tool. But it's going to be able to create images with exceptional clarity and detail, again, in multiple styles, whether it's photorealism, 3D animation, or anime. But one of the reasons this tool is my favorite is because it is so marketer and designer and creator friendly. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back today with part 5 of our AI Decoded series, continuing our dive into the actual AI companies and AI tools that have sprouted up in the last couple of years in this AI landscape that we all find ourselves in. So far, we've talked about the big tech giants in the space and what they're doing within their companies with AI. We've talked about two of the leading strictly AI companies that have been at the forefront of bringing us this large language model technology, OpenAI and Anthropic, with their models ChatGPT and Claude. And today, we're going to talk about three of the primary image generation tools in the Gen AI space. We'll talk about Midjourney, which is one of the earliest and most heavily used tools in the space. We'll provide a little more detail and information on DALL-E, which is OpenAI's image generator tool. And then we'll finish up with talking about a relatively new player in the space, Ideogram, and talk a little bit about what they have brought to the image generation field as well. And there are certainly more tools out there that we have talked about on this show before. Flux in particular comes to mind, but also Leonardo.ai, which is now powering Canva and their image generation tool, I believe. Adobe has Adobe Firefly. Microsoft has Microsoft Designer. Again, we mentioned Google, who has Imagine, which is their image generator. So there are several other tools out there and other APIs and technologies that we've covered on the show. Definitely take some time if you are interested to check out those episodes. I wanted to just again provide a foundational bit of information and education on three image generators that you can get started with or test out and try not to overwhelm you, which is very easy to do in AI when you're trying to learn and you're new to the space. I can empathize with that for sure. Okay, so let's start with Midjourney. Midjourney is an AI image generator. Again, it uses natural language processing as input, so text as input, to generate images based on your prompts. So you prompt the tool and it generates the images for you. One thing to note is that a great deal of the advantage and arbitrage to be had with these AI tools, whether they're creative Gen AI tools or just text-based Gen AI tools, is how well you can prompt or how well you can draw out the best results from the tools, which is very much a learning curve and a learning experience that takes some time. There are some great prompt frameworks out there to get you started, kind of as jumping off points. But my best advice would be to not be afraid to prompt several times to get the results you're looking for. Don't be afraid to push the model as you would push a human worker or a human designer. First prompts are often not going to be the best and can certainly be improved simply by asking to improve them again. All you have to do is ask, basically. Again, try not to get off on too many tangents here, but and prompt engineering is another topic that's worth an entire episode or two of its own. Anyway, Midjourney. It was founded in 2021 in San Francisco by David Holtz, and initially it was exclusively accessible and operated through a Discord server, which made the user experience and learning curve a little hard, in my opinion anyway. It was a little suboptimal, but recently they have launched an entirely web-based interface, and the tool has gotten a lot better. Also, by the nature and of the technology in which it learns and improves over time, the tool has improved a great deal and grown significantly in the last 4 years by that alone. They're currently running version 6.1, and again, they've reached some amazing levels of just coherent, clear image generation and a great deal of personalization capabilities as well. I think next year they're going to be really focusing on character generation. If you check out our episodes on character and avatar generation, you'll learn some more about how big a part of generative AI and specifically AI and marketing character generation is. And then they're also looking to break into the video generation space as well. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow. But again, you no longer have to access a Discord server to use this tool. It is a pretty typical chat interface. In fact, after we're done describing it, I might as well just go ahead and share my screen and we can touch on each of these tools individually and do a quick demo image generation in each of them. I don't know why I wasn't doing that with Claude and ChatGPT in yesterday's episodes, but live and learn anyway. So again, when we do the demo here, the purpose of these episodes are not to do too deep of dives into any of these tools. We will try not to get distracted or off on any tangents on the tool's features. In the case of Ideogram, at least we have an episode recorded. We've also talked about Midjourney and DALL-E throughout the show as well. But it's probably time to circle back around and do an update on each of those tools, because there's no doubt, and I've already seen some new features that have been added into each of them. So I believe, as I was saying, we have this nice new web interface now that we can use Midjourney with instead of the Discord server. You have a bunch of image editing tools as well, painting, inpainting, and outpainting, which is just being able to change internal elements or objects within your images, as well as extend away into the surrounding areas around your images. One theme that we'll talk about and you'll continue to see if you dive into these tools anymore is that they are really starting to become very designer focused, very creative, role focused in the services and features that they're offering, like personalization and mood boarding and the character consistency that we mentioned. But of course, you're also going to get traditional image editing features like background removal, color corrections, and color palette customization, things like that. One thing to note is that if you are a current Midjourney user and if you've been around Midjourney and you find yourself at this episode still knowing your way around the tool, you can still continue to use the tool in the Discord platform, which I did not know. It's going to actually mirror and synchronize between the web and the Discord platform. So if that's your preferred workflow, then you can go back to Discord if you've been stumbling around or reluctantly using the web interface. Okay, let's quickly break down the pricing structure for Midjourney before we hop over and do a demo. Okay, let's quickly break down the pricing structure for Midjourney, and I'll just go ahead and start sharing my screen now so you can see that on the screen. If you're watching along on video, you are going to have the yearly billing or the monthly billing option. The basic plan starts off at $8 per month, giving you limited generations and no fast generations, which is their higher processing time generations. So you're going to get about 200 image generations per month at the basic plan and three concurrent fast jobs. Going up the tiers, the standard plan at $24 per month is giving you 15 hours of fast generations and three concurrent fast jobs and some additional features as well. Check out the link in the show notes if you want to compare these features more closely. Then you have the pro plan at $48 per month, and that gives you 30 hours of fast generations and 20 concurrent jobs. And then finally, the mega plan at $96 per month, and that's going to give you 60 hours of fast generations and 12 concurrent fast jobs. And it should be noted that all of these paid plans come with general commercial terms, which is something to pay very close attention to if you are a creative or an agency who's using these generation tools for your business or commercially. Many of these AI tools or AI image generation tools have specific plans that are required to get those licensing terms or those commercial licensing rights. So again, something to pay very close attention to. Okay, so let's just go ahead and generate an image now within the tool. And you can kind of see there's a lot of features here on the side that we're not going to dive into today, but it's a very simple little chat box here where you input some text. What you're seeing below here is basically a gallery of other creative images that you can search through or just use for inspiration. But I've gone ahead and prompted the tool for our image here, and this is what our prompt reads for anybody who's not watching along. A photoreal AI cyborg whose official designation is Digital Marketing Navigator, with charts and navigation instruments scattered around them at the helm of a futuristic marketing agency spaceship. The agency is called Digital Pop. So I'm going to go ahead and prompt each of these models with that prompt, and we'll see how they each handle it individually. So our prompt has been submitted, and it's in the creation queue right now. And I've gone ahead and skipped ahead for anybody who is watching on video. And now if you are watching along on video, you can see the images that we generated here, which are pretty cool. Definitely photorealistic. We have some robotic slash cyborg features, and there's definitely these nice futuristic helms of what you're assuming is a spaceship. I was hoping to get the words Digital Pop in there. I wasn't being explicit enough, obviously. Just another lesson to be very clear in what you want these models to generate. I was hoping to, again, compare Midjourney, DALL-E, and Ideogram as far as text generation. But again, I don't want to waste too much time on a tangent here, so I'm going to continue on. And I think we'll just prompt Ideogram a little more explicitly to test the text accuracy of it for you guys in the demo. Okay, moving on now to DALL-E, which is another powerful text-to-image AI model. And this is the one that's developed by OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT, and it uses just like Midjourney natural language descriptions or prompts to create images for you. And there are actually a few different ways that you can access or use DALL-E, and one is through a ChatGPT subscription, the Plus subscription, the $20 per month one that we talked about in our episode about OpenAI and ChatGPT. This way you can access DALL-E through the ChatGPT model within the chat interface. And that's what we're going to do today when we demoed the same prompt that we demoed in Midjourney in DALL-E. Let's talk a little bit about the evolution of the tool. It started with just the original DALL-E, which was very much a research and experimentation platform for image generation and could really generate some very basic images from simple text descriptions. The image outputs were humorous, to say the least, and disturbing in a lot of cases. You may have caught a spaghetti-eating Will Smith GIF or video or meme at some point in the early AI image generation days, and I'm not entirely sure if that was DALL-E, but the outputs of all early image generation models were similarly funny or disturbing, depending on your point of view. And then we had DALL-E 2, which was capable of producing much more detailed and realistic images than the original version. And then finally, the latest iteration, DALL-E 3, features enhanced precision and detail in your generations. This is the one that integrates seamlessly with ChatGPT, which we're going to see, and also includes improved ethical safeguards, which we talk much more about in our individual image generator episodes across the series of the show. But the ethical and moral safeguards around image generators are just as, if not as important, as those around the language generators. Obviously, you can do some pretty unethical things when you can create any image that you can imagine. So there are various restrictions around the generation of violent or adult content. You're not allowed to create images of public figures. There's a great deal of transparency that's maintained during the image generation process. And again, there are very similar safeguards in many image generation tools out there, but perhaps the least so is the xAI tool, Elon's tool, which likely wouldn't come as a surprise to anybody who's familiar with Elon's points of view, but they've only relatively recently started performing image generation, and it is already quite clear that it is nowhere near as restrictive as these other tools. But much like Midjourney, you're going to be able to create multiple styles of imagery within DALL-E as well, generate images from various viewpoints and angles. You can combine different concepts and ideas in creative ways, and the model will even take some contextual liberty with its own decisions and place certain design elements in the correct or logical positions, or kind of fill in the contextual details without the need to specifically prompt it. Okay, so let's go ahead and paste our same prompt here into ChatGPT and see how DALL-E interprets that direction. We'll just do a little demo again of a generation for you. I'm going to share my screen for anybody who is watching. And this is, if you haven't seen it before, the kind of the basic ChatGPT interface. You can see, again, it's just a very simple text input here. They give you a lot of options to kind of get you started off. I have just pasted that same prompt of the image. So let's go ahead and generate here, and I'll cut ahead for anybody who's watching. Okay, and there you have it. There is our image. And I have to say, I am a little more happy with the result than I was with Midjourney. It's been a while since I've done a side-by-side comparison of these tools and tested them out, but the primary thing that you'll notice is the words that were included, all of which appear to be spelled correctly. I haven't read them too closely, but yeah, I think they all are spelled correctly. We have digital pop in there. We have digital marketing navigator, things like that. So definitely a little more on point with the generation. We did only get one image. It's kind of funny that we had one image here that I like better than the four images that were generated in Midjourney. But there you have the DALL-E image generator within the ChatGPT interface. Okay, now home stretch. Coming into the finish of the episode, I want to talk about probably my favorite image generator tool, and that is Ideogram. And this is another text to image generation model. And the latest version launched in August of 2024, Ideogram 2.0, we did an episode specifically on. So definitely check that out as well for a bit of a deeper dive into the tool. But it's going to be able to create images with exceptional clarity and detail, again, in multiple styles, whether it's photorealism, 3D animation, or anime. And it has pretty consistently outranked and been rated higher than other text-to-image models and competitors. We'll see how it does in our little preference test today. But much like all AI technology, this is definitely an ongoing race, and it's definitely a battle of launches and new feature releases at this point. But one of the reasons this tool is my favorite is because it is so marketer and designer and creator friendly. It excels at text handling, the ability to include text in our image generations that is not only correctly spelled, but grammatically correct, which is a massive challenge for all of these image generation tools. And you saw that we didn't prompt explicitly for Midjourney to apply text. And I think if we had, we might have seen some spelling errors if I were to guess correctly. But we didn't have to prompt DALL-E here, and it contextually added the text for us. So I think it was still worth the test for our demonstration purposes. But Ideogram was one of the first to be able to consistently create text in your generations. And obviously, that's a huge step for AI generation and Ideogram. And it's another reason why I think it's a great choice and my first choice, because adding text and copy to your images and creative assets is obviously such a huge part of marketing and graphic design. Also, if you are a beginner listening to this show, and I hope you are, they have a feature called Magic Prompt, which is actually going to enable you to enhance your initial prompts automatically. And there are very similar features out there and other AI generators and image generation tools. I'm a fan of all of them. I think fast and easy prompt enhancement is a great feature and a great way to get quick variations and hopefully improvements on your generations. Again, especially if you are a beginner. And there are a bunch of great other features within this tool as well. You can generate images based off of a source image, which is common in the other tools we mentioned also. I know Leonardo and Canva can do that as well. Quick rundown of the Ideogram pricing before we demo that tool as well. They also have a free tier, and that's going to give you about 40 images per day or 10 credits. It's a credit-based generator in Ideogram's case. You get two canvases on the free plan. And you're only going to be able to get compressed JPEG downloads, as well as some very basic access to features. Check out the link in the show notes, as always, for more details. Moving up from there, you have the basic plan at $8 per month that can get you 400 credits, which can generate up to 1,600 images per month. You get unlimited canvases and the ability to download PNG files and access to advanced features like Magic Fill and Extend, which is their inpainting and outpainting tool and editor. The Plus plan at $20 per month gets you up to 4,000 images and unlimited slow credits. So even if you were to run out of images starting at the Plus plan and moving up, you have unlimited generation capabilities, just a little bit slower. And then you have the Pro plan, $60 per month. You get up to 14,000 images at the Pro plan tier. And again, should definitely be noted here that in order to get commercial rights access, you need to be on a paid plan. Okay, so let's go ahead and demo Ideogram, and let's see how it handles our contextual request for text in our image as well. And you can see, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. So if you're following along on video, you should be seeing the Ideogram interface right about now. And you can see, again, they have this text input box here, input field, and then you also have the exploring or trending library of generations on their interface as well. Okay, so let's go ahead and generate. And I'll cut ahead, and you can see now that our images are waiting in the slow queue. And so we have about 4 minutes counting down to wait. So at least they give you a little bit of a countdown in this case. Okay, and here we have our four generations from Ideogram. And I think quality-wise, I might like these ones the best. They also have included some text, Digital Marketing, which I just realized now is Digital Marketing Navigator and not AI Marketing Navigator in my prompt. But you get the point. And we have Digital Pop being included in one of these as well. So again, I would probably and always recommend prompting and reprompting and kind of tightening up your results. And I would be much more explicit in where I needed the text and what I needed it to say, but at least we got to demo some of the text generation capabilities in these image models. Okay, so we have made it to the end of our marathon episode on these image generators. Let me know which one you thought produced the best results, but this should give you a great jumping off point if you have never experimented or touched any of these image generation tools. You can now try any of these ones for free, and I would highly recommend at the very least just experimenting and familiarizing yourself with them. They can be huge power-ups to your creative output. Tomorrow, I think we will move on from the image generators and we'll talk about the video generators. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.